I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. As his second term as president entered its final year in 1796, George Washington was in declining health. So he didn't seek a third term, and thus, without specifically meaning to, set the precedent for two-term presidencies. None of the presidential term limit proposals put forth at the Constitutional Convention of 1787 made it into the final document, but the matter wasn't settled. Thomas Jefferson, the third president, was quite adamant regarding term limits.
If some termination to the services of the chief magistrate be not fixed by the Constitution or supplied by practice, his office, nominally for years, will in fact become for life.
That's effectively what happened with the 32nd president, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Roosevelt died in office just 82 days after beginning his fourth term. In the midterm elections 18 months later, Republicans who had campaigned against FDR's long tenure took control of Congress and quickly passed the 22nd Amendment that was ratified in 1951. All presidents since have been constitutionally limited to two terms. It's true in business that conditions and assumptions change. That's why a regular expert review of your commercial insurance coverage is essential to the financial health of your company. Before you renew coverage, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.